Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop on an open line Thursday. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. EB back from his one-day jaunt north, right? Was it a Marist home game?
Correct. Yep. They beat the Hartford Hawks. It was a nice, dominating, convincing win, 14-6.
Is the ride becoming easier?
It's still a pain.
How long was the ride up there?
It's basically 4 hours, 50 minutes.
Any stops?
Like, on the way up, no stops. On the way back, I had an emergency stop. I had to stop at a... Well, because I've been drinking a lot of coffee lately to
it's
stay awake. Coffee does make you go. I'm sorry, it just does.
I understand that, but Cakes called you out a couple weeks ago because you claimed that you only use the facilities like once or twice a month.
Well,
and in the span of a week, it was like four times.
Well, yeah. I've been having a run on it.
Shenanigans.
That's not typical. It's a little atypical for me. If I have coffee, now I'm not doing coffee today. I'm just doing regular French vanilla, just their drink, no coffee. They have a French vanilla drink, and then they have French vanilla coffee. So I'm just doing the drink.
I just know French vanilla is like a creamer,
Generally.
Yeah. Well, it's like instead of getting hot chocolate, you can get a French vanilla drink.
Foofy. That foofy machine out there in the break room.
With the foofy machine.
Now, I told you that the weather was going to be fine.
No, it was.
And I lied to you.
Yeah, it was rained, like it was rainy. Rain yeah. It was rainy. It was
I was just basing it on what the meteorologists were telling me.
It was gross, but it was rewarding. Stevie got in his first game action freshman, which was very cool to see him. Now, it was at the very end of the game, but it was just still very cool to see him out there. I was proud of him. But Marist pretty good this year. Pretty good. They cracked the top 20. They've got an impressive win over Army, who at the time was ranked 7 in the country.
So the transfer, but originally he was going to go to school in Louisville.
Yeah.
Is that team ranked?
Oh, they're poop.
So it's worked out.
Well, I mean, it's a much better team. Not even close. Much better team. Now, he may have gone there and started, but they're just poop.
And it's closer.
Yeah, but you'd rather.
This
one's
closer.
Better team.
Yeah, he's thrilled.
Because better team and closer.
If he was going to school in Lexington,
Louisville.
Is that where it was?
Louisville.
He would be flying. You'd be flying.
I'd be flying, and there'd be a downside to that, but it literally was an hour flight, Jason. It was pretty convenient.
It's just more expensive.
Here, you'd have to fly to Philly and then to Newburgh and then Uber. It's just a pain in the ass. So it's better just to get in your car and just eat it and drive.
Yeah.
Is the closest big city to Poughkeepsie?
I don't know. What do you consider?
New York big cities, I would consider, Albany, Buffalo.
Albany's 80 miles away.
Syracuse.
Syracuse is a couple hours away. Mm. The New York City, probably about 80.
Silly Mars. Binghamton.
Maybe 60 miles.
I don't think there aren't any big cities around.
Like big cities? Like no, the biggest is New York City.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest ones
in
the world. But
I'm just saying in New York, there are big cities like Buffalo.
But this way, you go right around New York City, and then you go like you're going to Albany, and then it's just like
going
through
some mountains.
Yeah. It's pretty up there.
I would hate to live in Albany or Syracuse or Buffalo or Niagara Falls.
Or my brother went to school in Rochester.
So bleak
in summer,
and
it's awesome, but the rest of the time, it's pretty gray.
Right, probably eight months.
Yeah.
7-8 months.
Now, I was just in Syracuse, and so far, they've only had two snowfalls, and they each only lasted one day.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
I think I'll be okay visiting like the Finger Lakes. Isn't that an area of like upstate New York? Like,
by the
it's
way,
fine.
Yeah, with no your driving.
Yeah.
I want to go south.
You better not be driving a car that has a lease for like 10,000 or 12,000
miles. No, I can't drive the Beamer on these trips.
We have
although I will be stopping by BMW Fairfax in a few days. Because it looks like we're going to trade in get a new lease going here in March.
Very good.
What's today's date? Like
the end of February.
27th of February.
Yeah, I mean, it was only a couple days away.
But it is a leap year, so you get an extra day.
Oh, we have a 29er?
Correct.
Gotcha. We have a vehicle which is on a lease, an SUV, which we use for our long trips. And I consider not bringing it to our trip to New Jersey because it is like right on that line. I believe my lease is 12,000 miles a year, goes till April 10th. So on April 10th, I got to turn in that vehicle, and it's right around 34,000
miles. 12,000
miles
a year.
You're looking at it.
You can barely drive that. You can barely drive that to get groceries.
Well, it's mostly
12,000 is nothing.
It's mostly my wife's vehicle. She works close to home.
Yeah.
Most of the places that she goes are close to home, but we do use that one for long trips and back and forth to Bowie a lot to visit my mom. So that's where it gets most of the miles, but it's at one of those situations where you're clearly monitoring the mileage.
If you're not putting 15,000 miles minimum on a car, you're like a shut-in senior citizen. Like, you just don't.
I just don't know how you can do it.
You probably work from home.
Yeah, like if you work from home, maybe not. Yeah. But if you're just a regular random person with a commute, you're easily putting 15 to 20 on your car every single year.
Oh,
but imagine
if
you just are.
Imagine, now this wouldn't have been a dream scenario for Jason, but imagine if instead of moving to D.C., somehow the junkies, when we left Lanham, moved to that studio right there on Rockville Pike.
Oh, beautiful. It's beautiful. Would have been a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
That would have been better
Didn't
for me.
Didn't Don and Mike do the show from
for a year or two? They did it from that little house.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not even sure if they still own that.
Plus, who knows?
No, but every time I drive by that little
you
spot.
You get envy, Mike, you think of it?
Man, that would have been silly.
Yeah.
Especially at one point, I lived like 2 miles from
there. We can all agree. I think we can all agree. Moving into D.C., just a massive, massive mistake.
Well,
just,
for us, it made no sense.
Yeah. It doesn't. It's the worst move ever.
Yeah.
It's moving into D.C.
Terrible
decision. You got to pay for parking. It's a further commute.
The person who spearheaded it is not worth the company anymore.
I know.
Right.
I know. But
it's not really a further commute for me. It's about the same.
Okay.
But the parking debacle.
Further, you got to pay to park.
And the traffic and now the construction. I don't even know how to get out of here sometimes. I don't know if I could go left or right. There are new roads closed all the time. Cranes everywhere.
I think your best move every day, I've been doing this, just go up to Homewood Suites and bang a right. Just to avoid
I'm talking about just coming out of the building.
Oh,
I don't even know which way to turn out of the building.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know?
Every road around where we work is closed. If you come down near Half Street in D.C., near the stadium, all the roads are closed. It's impossible to get from point A to point B.
Yeah.
Just to let you know.
It's a disaster.
And all of the construction companies are getting filthy rich. They're rich already. They're getting richer.
Yeah, they're just killing it.
All they're doing is erecting brand new mixed-use apartment buildings and condominiums, and they're getting rich.
Right. And the learners keep getting rich because they own pretty much every building around here.
That's a good point. That's
true. I almost want to invest in a food truck. I look at that food truck, which Jason has grilled.
Gracias. Yeah. Yes, gracias food truck.
Graciela. They have a bunch of boxes just lined up, ready to go.
Of course.
For when the construction people go.
Sure.
Boom.
Because
at
lunch break, they'll have 50 donks in fluorescent vests lined up to just give them their money every day.
Valdez, say what you told me in my ears.
We've spent $11,000 in parking since we've been here.
Right. Think about that.
If you're parking downstairs.
Well
even when you're parking over there.
The Homewood doesn't hook us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're paying over there, too.
Lanham was better.
Half.
Way
less
better.
Less than half, actually, than what you're paying.
I don't know. What did I pay there?
And where?
I can't remember what I paid when it was just a lot. What were we paying? About 100 a
like
month?
Like 100 bucks. 150
that was
bucks a month.
That was like 135 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying right now, the three of us are paying less than half than what you're paying downstairs.
I don't know. What are we paying? I think I'm paid about $230.
It's about $230 a month.
And I pay less than what these guys pay.
We pay $100 a month?
Yeah. I pay $80.
He squeaks. It depends
squeaks.
On,
I
depends on
have
how
free
he feels.
Parking.
Squeaker Central.
I got free parking based on
and meanwhile,
my
they probably like him more because
he gives them money every day.
He gives them cash every day. Like, I saw, I don't know, the tall guy.
You probably think you're not even paying.
I saw the tall guy, like, open your back door so that you could put your laptop back there.
I give him, you know, well, I only give him $8 a week. Or $10 a week, maybe.
Well, I gave him an envelope.
But he likes the cash.
I don't know how they divvy it up. I gave him an envelope and I said, this it was $200. I said, here's mine for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have no idea how they divvy it up.
Well, I asked one of the valets, and I said, do you split the tips? And he goes, no.
Oh, really?
Now, I don't know about yours when you give him the 200.
Well, they have to. Because, I mean, I'm giving him a hundo in an envelope.
Yeah, but he might take 50 out.
Who knows?
You don't know.
I don't know. Once it leaves my hand, I have no control over it.
I know. Right.
None whatsoever.
They don't seem to be upset. They seem cool with me and cakes. They probably do like you a little bit better because they're getting that cash right there. It's more visual.
The bigger takeaway is this. Once the lease runs out here, and I don't know how long it is.
It's long.
We should leave immediately. The first day that we can leave the District of Columbia.
Oh, I think
I'm guessing
it's a 20-year lease.
Who knows?
I think it's like a 10-year. We got maybe like 5 more years or
the
six
lease
more
may
years.
Outlast us. It probably will.
Yeah, probably.
But if we're still here when the lease runs out, we should put a big for sale sign out or for lease sign out in front of this building and vacate it.
Let's bring out a couple of these calls. It is Open Line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show. Let's go to Steve in Fairfax. Steve, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, how are you guys, man? Longtime listener. Love your show. Always have.
Thanks, man.
Totally. You made the nightmarish morning commute around here just very tolerable. But
thanks, buddy.
I directed Division I Marist basketball back in the 80s up in a little cable station nestled in the Hudson Valley. And it was a blast. Marist is a great place. The Hudson Valley, you know, Lurch might not think it's got a lot going for it. And, you know, it is kind of remote up there. But you got mountains. You got a lot to do up in that area. It's beautiful up there.
It's pretty in the summer, but when it's all gray, that's what he's talking about. Gray and cold.
Yeah. Well, the fall leaves up there, it looks like they're a fire. It's beautiful. But my play-by-play guy, when I was doing the games for Marist, was Brian Kenny. He started on a small cable station I worked at in Kingston, New York, but it was great working with BK and it was great doing Marist. And I think he's going to have a blast up there, man. It should be a great, experience.
My son absolutely loves it. Loves the guys, loves everything about it. And when that's fantastic. And it didn't go unnoticed that when he got into the game, about 20 girls started screaming his name.
There you go.
So I think he's doing okay.
That's generally a good thing.
Yeah.
Did you have a little talk with them about protection?
A couple years ago, one time, that's all we ever, that's not something that we broach a lot. I'm going to tell you a funny anecdote about that, too. But apparently all the girls' soccer players and girls' lacrosse players, they go to all the games. Mm-hmm. And Stevie says the guys don't go to any of their games. The guys are just douches. They don't go to any of their games.
Reciprocate.
The girls sit right behind the bench. They cheer them on. They're
shocker.
Great.
Guys are selfish.
Bulletin. They don't go to any of their games.
Either that or the girls are just thirsty.
Well, they might be.
Well, I'm sure they are.
Don't fall in that thirst trap.
Did you give Stevie protection?
No, he doesn't.
I'm talking about a SARS mask.
Coronavirus.
Let's go to Ralph. Ralph, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, fellas.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
So I asked my wife last week while she was out shopping. She said, do you need anything? I said, yeah, I'm getting low on jeans. Can you pick me up some?
Uh-oh.
So she comes home with a stack of Wranglers. Now, when I was a kid, like back before, you know, Brett Favre was, you know, slinging the ball in the backyard.
Right.
Wranglers, they were knobs. Knobs. So, I mean, I don't
it's
have
like
the
having
heart
Lee
to tell
jeans,
her,
right?
Yeah, or Jordache or Tough.
Well, Jordache was for
like.
Chicks. Does that brand even exist anymore?
I don't know. Maybe it's like a nostalgia brand. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I remember Jordache jeans. I felt like those were the cool jeans for girls.
They were. Like, if you were rich, you had Jordache jeans back, like, in the 80s.
You don't remember, JP?
No, I remember. I used to like chicks that wore Guess jeans.
That was your thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were very flattering.
So, Ralph, do your wives ever do that stuff? Do they? I mean, if you ask them to pick up something, do they bring home, like, you know, knockoff Nub brand?
No, my wife does the opposite. She'll get something too fancy, which means too expensive.
Yeah.
If I was to say, get a pair of jeans.
I wouldn't.
My wife could get me like sweaters and shirts. I would never let my wife get me jeans.
Oh, I do.
I mean, jeans, you got to try them on.
Yeah.
Got to see how they look.
I'm going to ask Ralph that. Don't you have to try on the jeans?
Yeah, have to see how your Bozak feels.
I get my own bag of jeans.
Yeah.
I try them on myself.
Yeah.
I tell my wife to get everything. The shoes I'm wearing.
No, jeans. Jeans, I got to put jeans on. I got to look in the mirror. I got to see how they fit. That's a whole thing.
I just say 34, 32.
And you should never try to buy your wife jeans.
Oh, no.
Because
of course
a
not.
Girl is for sure.
You should never buy your wife any sort of clothing.
No, you can buy her.
I mean,
like,
very little.
You can buy her sweaters. I'm a sweater guy.
Undies.
You can buy her jackets. I'm a jacket guy.
I mean, I've done that before, but it's always dicey.
I bought my wife purses before.
Buy athletic gear. Just go
look at Lululemon stuff.
Just go look, this is the size.
You can do that.
And you just get the same size. Just look at something she has. Boom.
Yeah. You could do Lululemon stuff. Yeah. What were you going to do, Drabby? You look like you want to chime in.
Yeah, Cakes has got to try. He must have messed up big time about 15 years ago.
Because he won't try?
You got to get back in.
In on what?
Like buying your wife something to wear.
Yeah, like pick her out something.
What are your go-to presents then for your wife? Yeah. Like over the last, if you're not buying your wife ever, like.
It's a good question.
Like clothes.
Jewelry?
No.
She just had a birthday. I'm trying to remember what I bought her.
Christmas. Would you get her for
flowers?
Christmas?
Did you get her flowers?
No flowers.
Take her out to dinner?
I'm drawing a blank. I know we went out. I can't remember. I mean, once you're in the marriage game for nearly 25 years, you don't remember everything you buy like for a birthday.
Understood, but can you think of something in the last decade?
I'm racking my brain. I don't think I've bought her anything silly.
Like one thing?
You got new rings, though. At least you got a new ring, so I was assuming maybe she got some
Did
sort
you
of
upgrade
new
her ring?
I upgraded her ring like two or three years ago.
Yeah.
But nothing spectacular.
What did you get her for Christmas?
I don't remember.
He's not going to, yeah.
That was probably two months ago.
Probably a Caps jersey.
She got me 100 Caps beanies, which I love. Can't remember what I got.
Did you not remember? Nationals trash can or something?
I didn't get her anything really of note.
Maybe you're
just embarrassed.
Oh, no. I know what I got her for her birthday. I got her a hoodie with a cartoon of one of our dog breeds on it.
You know what? They're buying each other gags.
No, she liked it. I knew she would like it, and it was.
What'd you get? Spencer's or something?
No, I bought it online. I probably bought it from like Etsy. I don't know.
Did the hoodie match your bedspread?
No, it was like that color blue.
They're into like gag gifts.
Remember the bedspread? Is that a gag gift?
No, that was a legit gift.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I don't buy expensive gifts.
Yeah,
I just don't.
Yeah. Hey, I don't either.
Hey, you know what? Look at your portfolio over the last 2 days. It's probably good.
No,
not to
don't
buy
look at it.
Gifts.
Oh, no. Can't look at it.
Cakes always gets Amy like Rooney too during special occasions. Yeah. Gives her the dong.
Well, right? He definitely likes to do that.
Well, sure, of course I do.
Yeah,
like she'd probably rather have the Rooney than a sweatshirt. Birthday
buns, Christmas buns.
Right, that's the gift.
Yeah, that's his gift.
No, I would never present that as a gift.
Here, Amy, come claim your gift.
Oh, that's so funny.
All right, if you want to chime in on anything, 800-636-1067. It is open line Thursday. Later in the program, Mike DeCourcy is going to join us at 9:20. We will talk some college hoops, March Madness, the Terps with the comeback win. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington on an open line Thursday. You can talk about the Wiz getting a win last night against the Nets. You can talk about the Caps traveling to take on the Jets in Canada tonight. Hopefully they string together their third straight W. That would be nice.
I know you can't be excited about the Wizards where they are. They're a losing team, most likely going to miss the playoffs, but what Bradley Beal has been doing is pretty amazing.
Oh, it's very impressive.
Last night was a quiet night for him. He scored 30.
Right. He's a superstar.
What he does
now. For a few years, he was kind of bordering on that level. I'm sorry. I know he didn't get elected to the All-Star game, which was stupid. He should have been there. He's a superstar. He may be a tick or two below guys like Curry and Harden, but he's a star. He is.
He is.
He's arrived.
So no doubt.
It's amazing. It's amazing that March is right around the corner.
Yeah. It's here.
I mean, March 1 is
February
Sunday.
Is done. Bye-bye. See
today's
you later.
The 27th. We got three more days today.
Yeah, the 29th.
I would always
posit
we have three more days. Other people would say it's two.
Two more after today.
I count today because today's barely started.
Right.
We're only 7 hours in.
Yeah, you don't want to take today, right?
Why would you do that?
March 1st is Sunday. We'll be in West Palm. You can also call and talk about the Nats, by the way.
You can,
they
yes.
played, I don't know, four or five spring training games already.
I'm reading the Astros. Is this a real thing? Are they getting plunked in spring training like a real thing? Or is it just normal hit-by-pitches that happens?
I think they were normal. But.
Like I saw Bregman was hit by a breaking ball. Yeah, that doesn't count.
Anytime they get plunked, people are going to, the media is going to blow
but
it
But they're
up.
Getting booed pretty bad. I think Springer tried to limit the boos, and it only got louder. Yeah. I don't know exactly what he did.
I didn't see that. I saw a couple
just
of highlights.
Just get used to it. That's going to happen in every ballpark.
But, I mean, there are people banging trash cans out in left field. You know, it's going to happen all year. That's right. What they're going to be dealing with.
Right. All right. Soto
picked up where he left off in his first spring training game, hit a home run, had a couple RBIs.
I heard, too, he's making a big emphasis to hit the ball the opposite field, I think.
I saw one of the hits was the opposite field.
Rowdy Reed hit one yesterday. They lost to the Yankees, but Rowdy Reed hit his first.
Uh-huh.
I guess he's considered their top catching prospect. Played a little bit last year.
What about Keyboom?
He's hitting like .160. So I mean, limited. He's probably only had a few at-bats.
I'm nervous about this Keyboom kid. I'm nervous.
They probably are, too.
All right, let's bang out some of these calls. A bunch of people chiming in here. It's Open Line Thursday, your chance to steer the show. Let's go to Brendan in Richmond. Brendan, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
So, guys, I want to revisit the Tua news Tua Burrow news.
All right.
I got to think that they got together and kind of made this decision before they came out publicly. Because once they come out publicly and say that they're open to drafting either one of them, that's kind of a slap in Haskins' face. It's kind of telling Haskins, kind of like with the Josh Rosen situation. And
until they do it, I don't think it is the Josh Rosen. I think they're just being transparent, that we have to look at all options, right? We're brand new here.
Athletes have egos, especially starting quarterbacks, especially first-round draft picks. Once you say that, you're pretty much telling Haskins that you're not sold on him, especially if he knows that the guy that drafted him, Bruce Allen, isn't there anymore. I think Kyle Smith didn't want to draft him. I don't think Kyle Smith wanted to draft him. I don't think Gruden wanted to draft him.
Well, that's true. That's been documented. But here's the thing. The proof is in the pudding, what they do. All that talk stuff, Dwayne's got to be able to withstand it. Now, if they draft somebody else, well, then clearly the writing's on the wall and he'll be out. But if they don't, he'll be fine.
Well, you can also look at it.
It's just lip service.
Brendan, you can also look at it.
My point is,
yeah, go ahead.
They made this decision already. They sat together, Rivera, Kyle Smith, and everybody else.
So would you like to make a wager?
Brain trust.
So you want to make a wager? You want to Venmo some money?
I'll bet you $100 they draft either Tua or Burrow because they would not come out publicly.
All right. Put that in a Venmo. You guys want to do a group bet with them?
Already made this decision.
Sure. Venmo Lurch. Right. Or you know what? Venmo me.
Yeah, you got Venmo.
Venmo me, $100. And if you.
So here's my question, guys. If they draft Tua and he needs a year to redshirt because of his hip or just the fact that a lot of rookies now, like Haskins, need a year. Should they cut Smith, dump everything they can salary-wise into this next year, and kind of tank?
I don't think they can cut Smith without taking like a massive salary cap.
What he's saying is put it
in. That's the point. They should have done it last year. They should have cut Smith, Norman. There was like seven guys they could read. They could have cut all these guys last year and just tanked and right now have $110 million in cap space. If you're going again with a rookie that has a hip injury, why not just cut everybody?
I don't think they're going to. I think all of this is crazy. They're not going to do any of this.
Rivera's not in the business of tanking. I mean, in his first year. He's not going to do that, Brendan. They're trying to win this year, and I guarantee you they don't draft Tua.
This is what teams do. Like, the Bengals know they're probably going to draft Joe Burrow, right? But they're probably still going to interview
Yes,
Herbert.
But the Bengals didn't draft a first-round quarterback last year. Once they do that, once they open that discussion
it's
publicly.
It's due diligence.
But Brendan,
also what you're
have
supposed
make, they
to
also
do.
Have to make other teams think that they might be interested in
right.
Tua.
Brendan, let's make right. the bet.
Which one of the four of you has a $100 bet with me? Because I'm telling
Eric
you,
Bickle,
I'm going to call you after the draft and someone
well,
is paying
you have to front
me because
the
they're
money.
Drafting either Tua or Burrow.
Yeah, well,
Brendan,
you have to front it.
Are you
guy.
Willing to front the money? If you front the money, I'll bet you.
I just don't know who to front.
All right, you, stay on hold.
You know what? He can front right. Drabby or Valdez. Oh, damn it. Call him right back. Line three.
You just hang up on him.
By mistake. I thought I put it on hold.
That was the easiest.
The time.
That was
you know
easiest
who he is?
$100 yeah, you would have made.
We'll get him back.
Yeah. Let's go to Susan.
Would be fascinating, though, if they did draft
It would be fascinating, but it's not going to happen.
I don't see it happening. You know,
they're going to draft Chase Young.
And obviously, yes, Haskins doesn't like them talking about other potential quarterbacks, but they're just doing their due diligence.
Yeah.
It's a brand new
and
staff.
You know what? If he doesn't like it, too bad.
Yeah, he's got bro. He's got
to suck it up.
Maybe it pushes Haskins a little bit more.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Go out and work.
You know what? The Bengals are only going to interview one player. They're going to interview defensive ends. They're going to interview everybody.
You know, in college.
Of course, because you don't just have one draft pick.
Yeah, in college, they didn't just stop recruiting quarterbacks. You keep bringing in new ones.
Do you really think that there's a possibility that the Bengals take Young?
No.
I think there's a 5% chance they take him. I don't think it's impossible.
Yeah, I think Burrow's too good a prospect.
I'll bet anybody any amount of money that they don't take Chase Young.
Ooh.
That they take Burrow.
So name your price. Do you want? Will you give Valdez odds?
You have to give odds.
We already talked about it back here, but like 10-1. But I don't
I'm
think
not
it's
giving them 10-1.
I know, but I don't think it's that far fetched. If Chase Young is this perennial Pro Bowler who's the most proven mm-hmm. prospect in the draft, I don't think it's that far fetched.
I don't think it's far fetched either.
Yeah,
if
but they
if
need
the Bengals,
a quarterback.
They
I know,
do,
but they
but
can,
if, maybe
but they
they're taking
one.
The long view and saying, "Look, we're going to suck with Chase Young or Burrow next year."
Who are they gonna get?
Maybe they have Lawrence ranked as a higher prospect than Burrow. And they know, you know what, we're going to win two or three games with Chase Young. We're going to be in the long game and try to get Trevor Lawrence.
Well, not just Trevor Lawrence, but just
that's a possibility. I'm not saying it's likely.
You can't predict what your record's going to be next year.
Well, if you're the Bengals and you can pretty much predict that you're not going to be
in the middle of the draft.
There might be a team worse than you.
There could be.
It might be Detroit.
Okay, but let's not talk about Trevor Lawrence, but let's say it's a 3 to 5 year plan that you have in place. And you can have some sort of stopgap in between there until you're ready to make that next step.
All right, and then who's their quarterback of the future?
Well, they have to figure that out.
No. Their quarterback of the future played at LSU. His name's Joe Burrow.
Could be. Yeah.
He's the best prospect.
You can't pass on that prospect. He's the best one in 10
years.
They're
not going to go with Andy Dalton again and win four
games. The Texans did.
What?
The Texans did in 2014 when they drafted Clowney over
Or Bortles. Maybe they ensure that they get Trevor Lawrence and just say, we're going to take Chase Young at one, and we're just going to trot out Ryan Finley, which will guarantee them winning two games maximum.
By the way, draft,
and then they're perfectly positioned to take Lawrence at
Blake,
number one the following year.
And Drab, Bortles.
Wait a second. Yeah, Drab needs to emphasize that they passed up on Blake Bortles.
Well, that's easy for you guys to say now. In
Blake
hindsight,
Bortles
he was a number three pick.
Yeah, but he wasn't considered like the top prospect since in the last 20 years.
Wait, Joe Burrow's the top prospect in the last 20 years?
He's the best quarterback
Luck.
Prospect since Luck. No,
that's pretty much
years.
A given. Look at the quarterbacks. He just is.
That's not true at all. I've heard plenty of analysts say he's a run-of-the-mill prospect. He doesn't have a strong arm. He's old. He just had
old. He's 23.
Well, for a quarterback.
I mean, come on. He's 20. That's not
He's
old.
Older. That's one of the knocks against him.
Yeah. It's not a knock. He's going to go number
he's
one.
He's got an average arm.
It's not a knock. He'll go number one.
If I were the Bengals, I am going to entertain not taking him. Especially if Chase Young, if I think he's going to be a guy who gives me double-digit sacks every year for a decade.
The quarterback position is too valuable.
Yeah, but every year there's going to be somebody similar to Joe Burrow.
Yeah, but you're not going to necessarily be in position to take him.
The only way they don't take Burrow is if Burrow says, behind the scenes, I'm not playing for
it. Well, and he's already addressed that.
But he's not saying that.
He's already addressed that.
Right.
He said, of course I'm going to go to whoever takes me.
Yep.
That's not an issue. And Cakes, so then if you're – by your position, then you don't think Joe Burrow is special. See, I actually think he is. I think he is the best prospect since Luck. I believe that. I looked at the list and
– I think there are still a lot of question marks about him.
Well, how is – I understand. How is he a better prospect than Jameis Winston coming out?
Jameis Winston's interceptions were a joke in college. They're the same thing he's doing here.
Jameis Winston had 1 year where he had crazy numbers, but I think it was his.
Look at his touchdown. Yeah, look at his touchdown interception ratio.
His other year, he had a bad year.
Yeah, I mean, Joe Burrow's 4 years. He had 1 year.
Right.
He's not a can't miss prospect.
He's not.
A lot of people think he is.
I'm not saying he's a can't misser. I'm saying he's the best one since Luck.
What's more of a can't miss, Chase Young or Burrow?
But his position is not as impactful.
Yeah, you need a quarterback.
Like Chase Young could be a 10-time Pro Bowler.
Not as impactful as a great quarterback. You put Tom Brady on the Bengals. Will that make a difference?
It would help them. It would help them win a lot more games.
They'd be better, yeah.
It would help them win more games. But is that situation?
If
you want to argue that Chase Young's position is more valuable than a quarterback, I think you're going to lose.
I'm not arguing that position. I'm arguing the fact that it's not set up for anyone at a quarterback to succeed right now. And so why not take someone that can actually make a difference?
I just think
for the right
quarterbacks
now,
quarterbacks impact wins and losses more than any other player on the field.
Look, if you're going to tell me that the Bengals take Tua instead of Burrow, okay.
I don't think they'd do that.
I don't think they would either.
Yeah.
But my point is they're taking a quarterback.
Yeah, I think so too.
Zach Taylor is taking
a quarterback. They're too desperate for a quarterback, in my opinion. Who was the Texans quarterback when they took Clowney? I don't remember.
Savage, right? Was it Tom Savage?
Tom Savage.
Maybe Keenum was on the roster. Fitzpatrick, I think, maybe was on the roster.
So they had a bunch of poop.
Savage. It was
a bunch of poop. Yeah, I remember they rolled the dice with Savage. He lasted like a half.
Right. Yeah, they put in Watson. They put Watson in at like
that was a different year though. That was a different year.
Okay,
that was a different year.
Yeah, you know, Watson was like three years ago.
Yeah.
All right. What do NBA champ Quinn Cook, Jaren Jackson, former Maryland great Mello Trimble all have in common? They all attended Coach Wooten's basketball camp. At Coach Wooten's basketball camp, their goal is for campers to love basketball even more by instilling confidence in the kids. They teach the game. The kids have fun. They teach all day, every day, 5 skill sessions per day. They work on your basketball IQ. They got competitions. They got contests. They got guest speakers. 3 games per day. Instruction is the difference at Coach Wooten's basketball camp. Register your child today at CoachWooten.com, spelled with 2 O's and 2 T's. CoachWooten.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Remember, Monday and Tuesday, we're going to be coming to you live from National Spring Training, the home of your World Series champs.
That's right.
Chase is going to be very busy because the Nats also share space with the Astros, and he's going to be doing clubhouse interviews.
Yes.
No. I'm going to bring a trash can. I'm going to bang the trash cans for their games.
You're going to do that hacky bit.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
But we will be live from Nat Spring Training on Monday morning and Tuesday morning, so you don't want to miss that. As much for the content of the players and, you know, Mike Rizzo joining us, also the complaining.
Oh, the complaining it will be at an all-time high.
Yes.
You cannot miss it.
So you want to tune in for that. Speaking of spring training, did you see Max Scherzer doesn't like any of the new rules? And Max Scherzer went off about the new rules,
the three batter
minimum. He believes teams will game the system, which is true.
How? You know, explain how that works.
That a pitcher all of a sudden start grabbing their arm so they'll be pulled.
So that's one reason why you can be pulled if you have an injury.
Correct.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And I guess the only
you can face less than three batters if you have an injury or you're just finishing an inning.
Yes. So if you come in with two outs, you can strike somebody out.
What if you have too many pitches and you're burning up the guy's arm? What if you throw 30 pitches in the first batter? Well, I guess it's unlikely to happen.
Yeah. You'd have to have a lot of foul balls.
Right. That's what he's saying. So a guy can just reach for his shoulder, and then the trainers come out, and they protect the players, and they'll just bring him out.
Right.
Or if there's a matchup they don't like for that third batter, he's saying, well, you can just fake an injury.
Right. Totally see it. What other?
And then I guess you can use intentional walks to avoid bad matchups. But, I mean, there's a downside to that. So,
you're putting guys on base.
Well, how's that a new rule?
No, but just saying that would count as one of the three. Within the three-batter minimum, you can, issue an intentional walk.
And that would be one, yeah, sure. But nobody wants to do that.
But the other thing he's talking about, I guess, Major League Baseball, they're trying to get rid of dead time. And one of the things is the replays and the challenges, instant replay, take 30 seconds plus, and I guess they've cut it down to 20 seconds for a manager to decide.
Right.
He doesn't like that. He believes replay is good, but maybe you should give timeouts to the managers, which would be weird.
Now we're getting crazy. Yeah, 20 seconds is not a lot of time.
I mean, we'll see how it unfolds. Look, if the three-batter minimum is disaster, then I'm sure then they just change it back.
Correct.
Did you guys talk yesterday about the footage of the guy that hit the woman with the syringe? Did you guys talk about that?
I saw the video, but did they catch that guy?
They caught him. He's been arrested. Apparently, he has a long list of felonies, like six other assaults.
Was this?
It was in Churchton, which I believe is near where Pete lives, right?
That's right. Okay. It's near Pedro.
I think Pete lives near there. And the woman, I don't think she was an employee there, right? She was just going to the grocery.
She was shopping, yeah.
And he went over there and just stuck her with the syringe. And I don't think anybody at this point knows. I'm sure the police have grilled them, like what was in the syringe.
Yeah.
Nobody knows. And she's terrified because she doesn't know what she's been stuck with.
Right. Well, obviously she went to the hospital. What, did they find anything?
They don't know. They've given her like three, I think, antibiotics or something to try to prevent whatever it could possibly be, things.
Who is the syringe attacker?
Just some middle-aged white guy loser.
Some from Ohio that moved to Maryland.
What is his work background, though? Did he work at, it could have been a syringe of water.
Could be. I mean, it doesn't matter.
No, but it'd be scarier if he worked for, the CDC or
I don't think it's something
like
that.
No, I would think it's more, it's a liquid. It's probably, if I had to guess, it's a liquid that came out of his body.
That's what you think?
he's just a weirdo.
Of course he is.
That would be my first guess.
How about this? He needs to go away forever.
Agree.
Forever.
He is what's called a menace to society.
Can you imagine how many times he's done that?
I think
they said he tried a couple other times. Let me see. I want to give his name. The guy looks like a complete thug. He looks like a guy you want to punch in the face.
Thomas Brian Stemmen.
Yeah. And I'm sure they've grilled him a million times.
Tom Stemmen?
Tommy Stemmen.
Do you have they showed his rap sheet, and I can't find it in this story here, but he's been arrested like six times for other various assaults. Like, what is the mental... I was trying to talk about it with my wife last night. Like obviously he's unstable. Is he schizophrenic? Like, what is the...
I don't know.
What is the diagnosis for somebody that does something like that? Is he just an antisocial person? Antisocial disorder? What disorder do you have?
I don't know, maybe he has something against women.
Just hates women?
So apparently in 99, he was served a warrant as a fugitive from justice. It doesn't say what it was for here.
Yeah.
Also shows he went to court in 2013 for a domestic violence civil suit.
Right, there you go. That makes sense.
Man.
He's just a nightmare, this guy.
Yeah, he needs to go away. Just go away. Bye-bye forever. Hang out with Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Open line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show. 800-636-1067. Let's go to Ray in Temple Hills. Ray, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, man, what's going on, guys?
Hey,
look here. I thought about this. I really do hope Cincinnati take Chase Young. We can get all the Dolphins picks, all of them. They're going to give up everything they got. They're going to give up the mortgage just to pick up that quarterback. Yeah. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Or they could roll the dice. If it got to that point, though, if I'm the Dolphins at five, right, and the Bengals take Chase Young at two, teams can trade up, certainly, but the Redskins just drafted a quarterback. At three, you've got the Lions. You could roll the dice and say, well, they're not going to draft a quarterback with Stafford. And at four, is it the Giants?
Yes. Yeah, but you can't. The problem with that theory is, though, other teams jump in and trade.
I understand that.
So you can't risk that.
But you still have two quarterbacks. You still have two quarterbacks. So it's roll the dice. If you like Burrow and Tua,
you get one of them.
Then you see what happens there. Now, if a team gets up to two,
Detroit will get a quarterback.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I think it's possible.
I think they're still committed to Stafford.
I think with look, if it's up to the head coach has been told by the owner that they got to win this year.
Yeah,
you're not going to want to roll with a rookie when Stafford was actually playing good football last year when he was healthy.
Well, who said they couldn't win with a rookie?
But here's my question, Ray. As a Redskins fan, obviously I see you want the draft haul, and I can respect that. But if you're a Bengals fan, what would you do?
I'd probably go for the quarterback.
Right.
Because, you know, quarterback is a franchise type of player. But Chase Young is a once in a, like you said, a once in a generational talent.
Yeah, so I agree. Maybe.
I might go with him, and then I might try to, you know, take and get Lawrence next year. Appreciate y'all, man.
All right. Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it.
All right.
Look, I'm not saying these guys aren't good players, but Chase Young may be Jadeveon Clowney. He's a good player, but what is Jadeveon Clowney has been, I think, kind of a disappointment in the NFL.
He's also been riddled with injuries.
Right. Yeah. So I'm not saying Jadeveon Clowney is terrible, but he hasn't been this guy. He hasn't been Lawrence Taylor.
No, he hasn't been like a difference maker that, you know.
Right.
Bring five wins to your team every year.
You can't try and tank for Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, I know. I hate that.
The Dolphins got blown out in their first 2 weeks, and that was the talk. You're going to tank for two and get the number one pick. They ended up winning like six or seven games, five games, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Because Fitzpatrick went in there, it looked like Tom Brady.
They thought they were tanking.
Right. You can't bank on that. Yeah. They're desperate. The Bengals are a desperate team. What do you need to win Super Bowls? You need a good quarterback.
Yeah.
I know Trent Dilfer won one, but most of the teams that have won Super Bowls have franchise type quarterbacks,
100%
elite Hall of Fame type quarterbacks,
except for Flacco.
Oh, that was rare.
The two Ravens wins,
but he was very good. He was very good in the postseason.
I'm trying to tilt him.
They're not going to pass on a guy who threw 60 touchdowns.
I don't think so.
You know, you nuts.
Let's go to Mo in Largo. Mo, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep. Yeah, what's up, man?
What's up?
Not too much. Before I get started, I just want to throw a quick shout out to the director of golf and the head pro out at Belhaven. Had a good match with them yesterday. Just want to say thanks and look forward to seeing you guys again.
What's that mean? Are you working out there?
No, I played golf yesterday.
Oh, you just
said he had a good match out there.
Oh, you said a good match. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But I think we really do need to kind of just slow our roll a little bit because everybody thinks it's a foregone conclusion that they're going to take Burrows at one. I mean, is he really starting to creep into this quote-unquote generational talent category? Like, is Joe Burrows really that good? I mean, let's keep in mind he had a great season, but before this season took place, it was all about Tua. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand. I don't want to take anything from the young man, but I think we really need to slow our roll on how tight everybody thinks Joe Burrows is. And are we really that far past the possibility of drafting Tua as the Washington Redskins? I mean, how high is Haskins' ceiling versus the potential of Tua? You know, I've kind of been having this conversation with some of my boys over the last couple of days, and people seem to think I'm crazy, but if you're the head coach who didn't draft Haskins, you're looking at his work ethic and his preparation, it doesn't seem to be up to par based upon what we've been hearing out of the organization.
Yeah, but it's kind of turned, Mo. We played some clips earlier today of Rivera and Kyle Smith saying he's been doing everything that they've asked of him. He's been in the building. He's going to Florida with some of the receivers.
Okay.
It seems like Haskins is doing everything.
He's putting up.
I will say this generational talent thing, it is so overused. It's almost a pet peeve.
That's correct.
Because now.
It's like analytics. Sorry, Mo.
Joe Burrow, no S. Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
And that,
I mean, Mo's called him Burrows.
That's fine. But think about it. The top quarterbacks in the game this year.
Lamar Jackson,
Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, they're all young guys. What, they weren't as good as Joe Burrow in college? Maybe not, but they're damn good. And Joe Burrow had 1 year. 1 year.
Well, he played 2 years.
I understand, but one phenomenal
year. One outstanding
year. That's because they changed the system. They completely changed the offensive system because they had another guy come in. If Brady was there the year before, he might have been wide open and might have had a great year. Who knows?
Right.
He threw 78 touchdowns
in 2 years.
And who
knows if the next guy who takes over for Burrow may continue.
Maybe.
But,
Joe Burrow was a highly recruited kid. It's not like he was some nubber coming out of high
school. Understood, but much like how, you know, Baker, then Kyler Murray, it's like some guys just thrive in certain systems. My guess is whoever's the LSU starting quarterback this year is going to have pretty damn good year.
I'll guess. Maybe, I'll bet you he doesn't throw 60 touchdowns.
Probably not going to be 60-6.
Why don't you guys look at who's thrown the most touchdowns in a single season in college football and tell me who the Pro Bowlers are on that list?
Right, right, right. Well, a lot of those are gimmicky systems. Okay. You know,
all right. Well, he did it in the SEC.
Yeah.
He didn't do it in the MAC.
I'm
not telling you Burrow's going to be Hall of Famer. I'm telling you the Bengals are desperate for a quarterback and they're going to take him.
I think Burrow's going to just be legit.
I think he's going to be good.
Too legit.
All right, phone number you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.